the air. The Dudley Stephan Good Day program. Sir Dudley has arrived along with Sir Richard.
Dudley do right.
Sir, can you see, that's why I don't do that. Because of stupid stuff like that.
You gotta find that music, Rich.
What?
Oh, I have it.
The Dudley
sure.
Do Right music.
Yeah. See, well, we're trying to
recapture nerves.
Well, it isn't so, because it is. You know
I
what?
Love that show when I was a kid.
Here's what it doesn't do anymore.
Oh, that's I got why the Richie Rich growing up for sure. Yeah. Doug, right. So don't feel alone.
Well, I'm not. You see, I'm trying to bring myself out. I had this experience. I don't know if I told you about what I went through with the rebirthing last Sunday, but part of it going back to when I was in the birth canal, coming out and became Dudley, and then
I didn't hear about. This.
Oh, you didn't?
You did one of these past life regression things?
Well, I've done that. I did that, I don't know, about 3 months ago. I think I did it maybe 2 months ago. Both Meredith and I did it. It was pretty interesting to see what came up and how you're together and, you know, the connections of why you are together. In our case, we've been together way too many times to not have gotten it right so far. And the circumstance that the rebirthing brings to you, it brings out the things that are, from the very beginning, the causes for you, I don't know, being the way you are. I'm not sure that's the right way to describe it, but influences, let's put it that way. And the influences that happen to us as we go through the birth canal, as we are in the womb, as you come out, as you experience the first year of life, saying you would have a whole different experience. You've had both my children came out C-section, and there is less peril and trauma in life in certain areas because of that, because the thing about coming through the birth canal, especially if it's tough, my mother was a very small woman, Richie, and I was a big baby, and so that made it really, really hard to literally get out.
And what do you learn from this experience?
How you are set in the ways that will affect your life as you grow up,
so,
and then going back sometimes because of things that have affected you, you can not change them or relieve them, but understand them better.
Let me just see if I get this straight.
Okay. Yes.
They basically put you in some kind of hypnotic state so that you can remember back to the time when you were born.
That may be how some people do it. The going back to past lives, soul regression, that might be the way it's done. There are a lot of people that are hypnotized and do go back and experience past lives. The condition
they're just going to walk up to you and say, "Doug, sit down. Tell me about your birth." I mean,
well,
obviously
they have
create, to get you into some kind of
aggressive state. Right. You've got to know how to psychologically tap into that.
I'm just trying to whittle this down into like 30 seconds.
I'm sure you are.
So here you are. You're in this state.
My life in 30 seconds.
The whole purpose here is to remember your time in the womb and your birth to see how it affected your life.
No. Well, yes, the last part of the sentence is correct. To see what trauma that came from early experiences created the situation that basically predicates how you deal with things as an adult.
How far after the birth do they look at?
In my case?
Yeah.
When
you're 1 year old or something?
No, I was about in the fourth year.
In the fourth, okay. Okay,
yeah.
So from,
right.
So
it was
from
three and a half
to 4 years old.
It took me 3.5 hours to go through this.
Right. You know what this is, don't you?
I don't know what you think it is, but you're welcome to say what you think.
Scientology.
Really?
That's what they do.
Oh, is it really?
Uh-huh. They put you on those electric cans, and
in
your life.
Right here, let me turn it around for you.
And
Scientology has adopted experiences
in your life.
Right. Scientology has adopted a much different form of this age-old method of trying to figure out how it is that our minds and our neurons, and you've heard me talk many times about, for example, setting a child in front of a computer screen or in front of a television set and what that does to the mind prior to them being 3 years old. There is any number of countless situations that you can go through that you've experienced make up who you are as an adult.
The example that they use at the Scientology, a friend of mine was really big into it, so I went with him a couple couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, but not for me.
But it is not Scientology. But Scientology uses
I understand.
Yeah.
But it's a similar process.
Yes.
One of the examples they use is two brothers and sisters wrestling around when they're 3 and 4 years old. The sister or brother takes a pillow and puts it over top of the kid's face as they're wrestling. And the kid has, 10 seconds of I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, 3 years later, develops asthma.
Huh?
When they're 15 years old or 20 years old, they do this kind of regression, and they use these cans to kind of get electrical impulses from your body. Mm-hmm. And they realize, wow, when you were a kid, you had this experience, and it kind of freaked you out. Boom, asthma cured.
Yeah.
Did I buy it? I don't know.
You were unlikely to buy it because that's not the way your mind works.
No, your mind and my mind work. Or you were frightened by a big German Shepherd when you were 3 and you never liked dogs when you're 23, but you don't remember why you never liked dogs.
Well,
you go back, you realize it was just a dog barked at you when you were 3, boom, fear over.
But you see, you're simplifying something that isn't necessarily...
That's our job here in radio world.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. Some people oversimplify things and therefore never get anything out of them. But the basic bottom line is...
I kind of buy it.
The basic bottom line is that we all have instilled in us, to varying degrees, varying levels of fear.
Deep memories
in
life that affect you later in life that you don't realize where those fears come from.
Right. I mean, if I told you
all of the
things that I experienced in this event that I hadn't either ever thought of or haven't thought of since the experience. I mean, we put a lot of things out of our mind that are unpleasant from our childhood.
It's like cleaning out your attic.
Yep.
You go in there and you're like, oh my God.
Burying them doesn't fix them, nor does it make them
still
go away. They are still there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I'm just tired of having some of the thoughts and the ways that I have thought for way too long that don't work for me, and I'm interested in changing them in ways that I can find.
That's a good effort, then.
Yeah, thank you.
If it works, it works. Great.
So, that's where we came back with Dudley, because I have not really been called Dudley by many people.
And you don't like it, obviously.
Well, I'm not. I think, interestingly enough, this weekend sort of changed that. Meredith's been calling me Dudley since she met me. But she's the only one other than my children and my sisters.
Dudley on and off. I mean,
yeah, but not all the time.
Yeah, right.
And so in terms of me being Dudley, the stuff that is unpleasant about Dudley, such as Roberta is just referring to me as Dudley Do-Right, now, that may have a positive or a negative, but
it reminds you of the teasing.
Oh,
right.
My God, I was teased unbelievably as a kid.
Well, try growing up with the name Rich. Hey, Dick.
Well, Dick.
Richie Rich.
Right. Well, but see, we all have them. I don't know if there's anything you can ascribe to Ken.
No.
About what do you do with Ken?
What was yours, Ken?
I didn't have one until my little sister started going to school, because my parents made the bad decision to name her Barbara. So it was Ken
and Barbara.
Barbie and Ken. There you go.
Well, maybe the lesson...
And McFadden was always McFadhead.
Yeah. Maybe the lesson that comes from this is that parents or would-be, soon-to-be parents might think...
When I picked Sean and Juliana, we thought about that a lot. Okay, how can they be tormented in school by this name or that name?
And Megan and Brendan, the same thing, and that's why they weren't. I mean, they were names that went easily with Stefan and comfortable. And is it you become your name? See, I think that's part of it, too. You become what's
you don't
a Dudley,
know what
what's
kind
a
of
Richard.
You set for your kids when you choose their name.
Right.
That's
part of it.
And some of these whack jobs that go out there and just
like
think
Northwest.
Crazy names.
Yeah.
What's that
gonna
do? Oh, my God. What are you doing to your kids?
Right.
I'm making them strong.
Boy named Sue.
Listen to that song. That's all you need.
Uh-huh. Change my name to Sue.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen here on Good Day. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us probably for an extension of this sort of conversation in the next half hour of Good Day.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you have painting questions, ask Sherwin Williams. This portion of the program brought to you by Sherwin Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin Williams.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
You can speak anytime you like, sir.
Oh. What happened to Doug?
Don't you love it when Doug...
He's
Dudley? Gone into another past life regression here, so...
Dudley, where
is,
are you?
Is his microphone still switched?
Oh, you know what?
He
it
was
is,
recording
thank
that.
You. Hold on 1 second.
Hi.
How about that?
Nice
hey,
job, Dudley.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. I did say Dudley.
You did say Dudley.
I did say Dudley, and I also said it was 19 after the hour on the Good Day program.
So we're all up to
How
speed.
Many of you loan lawnmowers, chainsaws, things like that to your neighbors?
I loan them to my neighbor's kids. Here you go, kid. Have a good time.
What, a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Some guy with a mask showed up on my front door and wanted a chainsaw.
Yeah. A white hockey mask.
Perfect.
Why?
Well, because it's interesting to note.
I do loan my lawnmower to my neighbors if they need one.
You do.
Yeah, every
when
now
it
and
comes
lawnmower...
back, does it come back in the shape you sent it to them or better or not as
good? Yeah, usually it's a one-time thing. Hey, my lawnmower died. You know,
once,
can I borrow
not,
yours?
Not yeah. all the time. Yeah.
They get theirs fixed, and by the next week, it's fine.
I have people who borrow. Mostly, this is my dear friend Tom, you know, borrows
my
stuff.
Oh, that's kind of a different situation.
And
you
it
guys
comes,
are big equipment guys.
Well, but even if he takes the riding lawnmower and it doesn't ever come back the way that it went, and I think just things like if you're borrowing some, maybe this is the point. You're borrowing something from somebody, bring it back to them in better condition, cleaner, full of gas, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Is your neighbor listening?
I have. I mean, I'm just saying that in general. I think that's something, it's nothing
yeah,
but
absolutely.
The
Clean
right
up,
thing
give
to
it
do.
Back, make sure it's running right.
Yeah. 21 after on Good Day.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract.
I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For us to enjoy some of the music and the spirit of this week in 1980. So musically, we have for the next couple of minutes a review of the top five songs from that year, 1980, during this week, this part of July 1980. Number five song belonged to the Manhattans, called Shining Star. Everybody remember this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Roberto, what do you remember about this song? It wasn't Bruce.
Time.
That's a...
Way before my time.
Get lost.
Way before my time.
Yeah, okay, let's go to one that you'll remember because it's from the same time. Number four this week, 1980. Great, great, great Philadelphia song. The Spinners and Cupid.
If you would have played this song for me and asked me what year it was, I definitely would not have said 1980.
Later?
No, earlier. This is to me Motown.
No, this is Philadelphia.
No, I know, but it's got, you know, that old Philly Motown sound. So yeah. I would have said early 70s, 71,
so,
2.
For those of us who are discriminating and disc jockeys and stuff and have played enough of this, there's such a large difference between the sound of Philadelphia and the sound of Motown.
I'm acutely aware of the Philadelphia versus, but this just has an older sound to it.
Yeah, but it's a good, happy song, though.
Yeah,
why I was doing number one, number four. It did actually make it to number one.
So is the next one. Got a lot of soul.
Number three, not a favorite of mine.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. That just further highlights the difference between you and me, Richie.
Got a lot of soul, man.
Yeah. Richie McFadden, Doug Stephan Dudley, Roberta Fasanelli, Peter's cousin, Ken Kessler, Mary DeLisa. Everybody's connecting to everything here.
Brother to Barbie.
That's right. All right, so we're reviewing the top five songs this week in 1980. Just for fun, this is number three. Number two is a great song.
I did this last week in concert when I saw it.
Yeah. You know, you'll laugh at this, Richie. There is a plan afoot. Roberta will like this, too. I don't know how far we're going to get with it. To have the Easley Farm turn into Max Yeager's place for a weekend. And invite McCartney and others who are doing a lot of this stuff, sort of a sub-farm aid with a name to helping my farm and other farms like it. And there are actually people who think this is an interesting
idea. You better have a good promoter.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a good promoter. No question about that.
Otherwise, they won't even listen to you.
Yeah, I know.
Although,
well,
you know Paul McCartney personally, so.
Yeah, right. Who is he going to remember me from an airplane ride? How many years ago was that? 10, 12 years? Yeah, right. You never remember. Never tell if people remember. All right, it's number two, McCartney and Wings. Number one this week in 1980. Long Island's own Billy Joel.
Still rock and roll to me.
So he lives in the Hamptons, doesn't he? Roberta, isn't that where he's from?
In the summertime, yeah.
Yeah. Where does he live in the wintertime?
Probably London or Manhattan or wherever he wants.
Yeah. He just goes out there. Does anybody live on the Hamptons year-round?
Yeah, there are people who live there year-round.
Yeah.
You know, so in our top five this week, we have Elton John and Billy Joel, who, of course, toured together a lot. And when I went to the Paul McCartney show, who was number two this week, with a friend of mine, he's telling me about the Elton John, Billy Joel show that he had seen a couple years ago, where apparently Elton John's piano wasn't performing properly. And he stomped off the stage and had a little hissy fit.
Really?
And Billy Joel handled it like an absolute pro and just started playing little ditty songs that everybody could sing along to for about 7 or 8 minutes while Elton John had his little fit and they finally fixed his piano. He came back on and he was a little bit of in a rage, but then settled down and the rest of the concert was fine. But what they were impressed with most, my friends who saw the concert, was how fun Billy Joel was while Elton John was stomping off the stage.
Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. I just had a shocking experience. Edgar just walked in here. That is so, it's so shocking to me. I didn't know what to say for a minute.
Edgar's dead.
I know he is, but I just felt him walk in here and sit down in the chair. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Did you know the first flex fuel vehicle was not born in the 70s? In 1896, Henry Ford built his first automobile, the quadricycle, to run on pure ethanol. Then, in 1908, the flex fuel Model T, designed to run on gasoline and ethanol, rolled off the assembly line and onto American roadways. Visionary Mr. Ford predicted, "The fuel of the future is going to come from fruit like that sumac out by the road, or from apples, weeds, sawdust, almost anything." And so goes the development of America's fuel, crop-based and cellulosic ethanol, from the 19th century into the 21st. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stephen McFadden, Fasanelli, and Kessler are here.
Trying sounds to keep like a law office.
I know, right, yeah. It's all against the law, what we're doing here. The heat is something a lot of people are talking about. Dr. Jay Kumar, by the way, joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day. The way to keep cool is the focus of our poll at DougStephan.com. How do you keep yourself cool? A, stay inside in the air conditioning. B, hit the pool. C, drink lots of water. That's the best thing. D, other. He actually liked the hot weather. You can like the hot weather.
I love the hot weather.
But you got to know how to have your body deal with it. In New York, where Roberta is, everybody's in air conditioning. Richie in Washington, everybody's in air conditioning. Kenny's in San Diego, everybody's in air conditioning. There are very few places in the country where air conditioning isn't, I don't know, necessity, but can you imagine trying to live in this heat? And it's all across the country, by the way. Every state except Alaska will have temperatures in the 90s.
And you hear about this all the time, people dying because they don't have air conditioning. You know, if you know somebody who's older and is in a house without air conditioning, please get them out of there. Take them to the mall, the library, wherever, a cooling center.
Help them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So relief, we have tips for relief from the heat at DougStephan.com today.
And do not leave your kids in the car or your dog in the car.
Dogs, good God.
How do we go through a summer? Every summer we hear about, just last week, somebody left their kid in the car.
Forget that they have their kid in the car?
Apparently,
I don't get that.
Apparently these people go, I'm going to go drop the kid off at the sitter, and then I'm going to go to work. They go to work and forget the kid in the back. Right. 8 hours later,
honestly,
my God. And your dog. I'm just going to run in for a couple of minutes. Dead.
No. Doesn't work.
It doesn't at all.
President Obama, when he was an Illinois state senator, worked for years to pass a bill requiring police to keep track of the race of people they pull over. this in a lot of the aftermath discussions regarding the Zimmerman thing and profiling in general, racial profiling. What would be done with the information isn't clear. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think profiling is something that works, frankly, in not every situation, and I don't think it should be done indiscriminately, which is what happens when you have poorly trained, flat-footed police who indiscriminately just use their biases. You got to have the problem with police in this country, period, is that we have too many of them. They aren't well trained and they aren't well paid. We have much more, I think, of a chance of getting what is necessary from good police work if they're better trained, fewer of them, and better paid. That's always been my, especially Florida. It is obnoxious how many ill-trained and just really not very bright police officers there are in the state of Florida. And people who are listening in Florida and you get upset about this, I'm not necessarily talking about you or your brother or your son or whoever may be around, but you know and I know that there, when you look in the mirror and you're honest with yourself, there are way too many policemen who are not qualified and have no business of being in those very sensitive jobs, especially today when there are all kinds of things going on in society that many of these police officers were never trained.
Here's the thing. If you're a good cop, do you want one of these bad cops backing you up?
No, you don't. You want your brother is a cop. Would he want some of these people around that are just horrible when it comes to common sense?
When you go into a situation, you want to make sure the guy behind you is as good, if not better, than you are.
Yeah. It's interesting how the Zimmerman jurors spent their time. The stories are coming out about these six women who spent time. They watched World War Z.
That's not a movie I would expect six women to choose.
When they're deliberating. They went bowling together. They had pedicures. They saw fireworks.
Goodness.
And the state of Florida paid them $33,000 for the things that they did while they were in sequester.
Well, that's $33,000 to get it done.
Yeah, yeah. Juror there.
Right, yeah. I was a juror in Florida once.
Yeah, they didn't pay them $33,000.
That's
what it cost.
Right,
to keep
exactly.
Them
they just paid them whatever, $100 a day or whatever.
$100 a day.
Yeah, right. Countdown to Comic-Con. This is in your neck of the woods, Kenny, right?
Kenny goes every year.
Yes, it is.
Is it starting? Is it today, this weekend? When is it? When is that?
It's
all weekend long.
I think there was a preview. Yeah, it's today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday,
Pop
Sunday.
Pop culture.
Ken, when you go, do you dress up?
No.
Oh, please.
No, it's not beyond him, I don't think.
No?
I can see Ken in a Star Wars outfit.
Big hot
everybody,
films.
Everyone
TV
else
shows.
In my family does, but yeah. I don't.
You don't?
A lot of people there. Nuts, crazy people.
If you were to dress up, Ken, what would you dress up as?
I don't know, because I'm just not in that.
Not
I mean,
cut
I'm
out of that
interested
cloth.
In. Yeah, I'm interested in seeing the new movies and who may or may not be there, but I'm not interested in being a stormtrooper.
I see you being a Wookiee.
Something.
Going as a Wookiee.
A Wookiee. All right,
Chewbacca.
Primetime Emmy nominations have been announced. Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright in that House of Cards got more nominations or a lot of nominations. That's a Netflix show.
Yeah.
All of these.
Yeah. Making history. Two online-only shows got nominated that. And what's the other one, Ken?
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. Right.
My daughter
pretty
loves that show.
21 minutes before the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar talks with us about some sensitive things in just a matter of moments here on the Good Day program. Speaking of sensitive things, how's your hair looking today? Is it thin? Is it weak?
Little.
Is it? Yeah, Richie's is going to look really thin and really weak and really tired.
I still got hair, though.
But he doesn't need Provia. What he needs is time to recover from having his chemo. That's really what he needs. If you're, however, not in that same league, you're losing your hair and it's frustrating for you, may I suggest the all-natural way to deal with the hair loss is by using a product called Provia. Simple. 800-525-8319. Call the company directly. Order now. Mention Doug Steffen to get a free month's supply with your order. What will happen when you use Provia? It'll clean up the pores and allow the follicles to grow again. Your hair will come back. simple. Gets rid of all the junk that have plugged up all your pores using bad shampoos and that sort of thing.
Oh, can I give you a little tip on that?
Yeah, please.
Because going through the chemo, one of the things they suggest is get rid of the white shampoos and try to get a clean shampoo.
Yep.
And I can't remember the exact brand I got, but it's clear,
baby
it's
shampoo.
Light.
Is that-
and they say, well, they say, I thought about baby shampoos afterwards, but they have coloring and still smells to them.
So what did you get?
It's one of the name brands. It's in a green bottle, but there are options. Yeah, kind of like that. But it's there are options where you can just get the clear, no chemical, no smells, no perfumes.
Yeah. That's what you want.
No things. So if you're having hair issues, there's definitely better shampoos available.
All right. So Provia will take care of the new shampoos. Aren't going to clean out your pores, though. Provia will. And then you use the new shampoos and don't plug up your pores again. Hair like nothing you've seen before. Order Provia risk-free now at 800-525-8319. Beautiful hair. We'll come back again. You'll be smiling and thanking me and others who supported you while you tried Provia. 800-525-8319.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
While it's common to see smartphone pictures snapped everywhere, surprising results of a new survey show people don't feel they have enough family portraits. The survey, conducted online on Skype's behalf by Harris Interactive, show 49%, nearly half, wish they took more family portraits. And 1 in 4 say they haven't taken a portrait in the past few years because most or all of their family live far away. Professional photographer John Klang devised a solution using online techniques to reunite loved ones for portraits.
With technology like Skype, I can assemble family members separated by time and space. This gives them a moment to be together for a family portrait and a memory that will last a lifetime, something unheard of 10 years ago.
Inspiring families to remain close, Skype is asking for stories about how they stay together. The writer of the most compelling story will win a portrait from Klang and a trip to see their loved ones. Visit SkypeStayTogether.com for information, terms, and conditions.
All right, here we are, 17 before the hour. Now that I say, when I say Doug, I don't want to say Doug. Isn't it interesting how that works? Dr. Jay Kumar is here. He wants to connect for us now way, you know, this is really for you, Roberta, in a sense, mm-hmm. how your brain, your body, your being is affected by living in the big city. What's the scoop, Jay?
This is really remarkable. You know, for those of you who live in the big city, and Roberta, I'm glad you're here with us today, because I know you live in Manhattan.
Yes, I do. You live in my apartment.
Yeah, exactly. You have a great place there. And I am a big fan of city life. I've lived in many cities around the world, New York, Paris, D.C., now Los Angeles. But what, you know, there are some great things, Roberta, you love about living in the city. What are those?
Things I love living in the city. I love the fact that I could walk out my door and walk half a block and everything I want is there. I don't have to get into a car and drive. I like the fact that we walk everywhere in Manhattan. So it's just walking is built into your everyday lifestyle. So, like, you don't have to go to a gym and get on a treadmill to walk. I love the shows. I love Broadway. I love the culture, the museums. I mean, I often said if you live in New York City, especially Manhattan, and you're bored, there is something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's a downside we're now finding about living in a really really big urban environment.
Yeah, she's psycho.
She's psycho. Well, that's a different topic right there. But
you didn't ask me what don't I like the noise.
Does living in the city make you psycho because of the noise and things?
The constant energy. The thing about New York, when I come home from a two-day trip to New York, I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
It's a busy, busy, busy place.
Your brain is overstimulated. And what they're finding, this is a really powerful research.
It's like Vegas.
It's like Vegas. Here's the bad news. I'm going to have some good news after that. The bad news is, for all of you who live in cities, you have a 21% higher risk of depression, anxiety, and mood disorders.
That doesn't describe Roberta at all.
and why I'm saying this is because the United Nations has projected in 2050, and just like in 30 years, 70% of all of the world's population will be living in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Rich.
Let me just stop you right there and ask Roberta. Roberta, how do you wind down? I know you love going to your boat, which means getting away.
Mm-hmm.
You love going to your beach house, which means getting away. How do you wind down in the city
in the city?
There's not that constant barrage of stimulus?
You learn to tune it out. It's kind of like maybe, you know, I spent years, decades working in a newsroom, and that is a frenetic environment, to say the least. And you're there, and you have to totally focus and shut everything off around you and just concentrate on what you're writing or whatever you're editing or whatever you're doing. And it's the same thing in the city. You just learn to just shut it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna paraphrase what you just said, Roberta, and like learning how to center,
learning how to really embody.
And I think this is the bad news is if you live in the city, there is a downside because we're now showing there is a greater risk for mental depression, anxiety, and all that kind of stuff. But here's the good news: we now have something that we discovered in our body, something called the relaxation response. It's our natural ability to really feel relaxed and grounded in times of stress. And what we're finding is that one of the simplest and the most easiest ways to connect, if you live in the city, to that relaxation response is just focusing on nature. If you live in the Central Park, that's a great, if you live in New York, Manhattan, there are areas in the city where you can't connect to nature. And what we're finding is that when the brain is in a natural environment, say nature, trees, it automatically shifts its brain waves into something called alpha waves, which are the relaxed, healing brainwave states that help you cope with the anxiety, the stress, and the overstimulation of being in a big city. So even if you live in Manhattan, Paris, New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, wherever it may be, take a break in your day, whether, go to the park, go for a walk on your lunch break.
Yep.
If you're driving, to the city, if you live in a suburb and you commute to the city, take a moment and just look out the window and gaze at a tree. Look at just something that connects you to nature, and automatically that will help you cope with the excess anxiety and the stress of living in a very frenetic urban environment.
I have to tell you a story, Jay. We have a tree in front of our building, and it has a little plot of dirt around it. And I planted I planted a few little flowers and put a fence around it so people like Charlotte don't go on it. But apparently in New York, whenever you do things like that, people seem to think that's where you're supposed to throw your garbage.
And
that's the only reason why I think that this happened. As I was, I go out there and I weed my flowers, I notice these two plants coming up, and I'm going, I'll be darned. Those look like tomato plants.
Wow.
Right now I have these 2 4-foot tomato plants growing on the street of Manhattan in front of the building where the tree is, has tomatoes on it. I go out there and water it every day, and you cannot believe the number of people who stop and smile and take a picture. Mm-hmm. It just stops them in their day and gives them such
tomatoes.
Joy to see these two tomatoes. Yeah. I can't believe it. The tomatoes growing there. So it's like what you said, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so there's a lot of power, there's a lot of research coming out that's actually advocating that the human brain has evolved to be in nature over the past, hundreds of thousands of years. And so when you can connect to nature, this will help you if you live in a big city. Find that place where you can just go for a walk in on your lunch break, connect to nature, and I will guarantee it will make city living more enjoyable for you.
All right, there's the story. Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, J-A-Y-K-U-M-A-R. Dr. Jay Kumar, who visits with us with lots of sage thoughts, helping you to kind of get it all together, put your life in order. Check out Jay's website.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heat is on, and we're not just talking about the weather. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The heat wave blanketing much of the East Coast has branched out. A wide stretch of the country is now broiling, but in terms of heat, Rolling Stone magazine is taking plenty of it over its cover story featuring accused Boston Marathon bomber Joar Zarnaev, a cover story that includes a cover photo that gives Zarnaev rock star treatment. Here's the reaction of Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
I didn't throw the disgrace that cover the Rolling Stone. It should have been about the survivors, the first responders. Why are we glorifying a guy who created mayhem in the city of Boston?
Zarnaev, as you might recall, pleaded not guilty last week to 30 federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. A growing list of stores refusing to put copies of Rolling Stone on their shelves. Tedeschi Food Shops was the first to refuse, followed by CVS Pharmacies, Walgreens, Kmart, and Rite Aid. Local grocery store chains such as Stop and Shop and Cumberland Farms are also saying no sale. This issue is expected in other stores tomorrow. This woman agrees with the decision not to sell the issue.
I think it's great that they're not selling it. Wouldn't buy it, wouldn't look at it. I think that's great.
For its part, the magazine is defending its decision to put Zarnaev on the cover, saying, quote, it falls within the traditions of journalism, end quote, and adding that Zarnaev is in the same age group as many of the magazine's readers, and that makes it more important to examine the complexities of the Boston and bombing. Just one problem here. If you actually read the article, it offers absolutely nothing new about Tsarnaev or what led to his alleged actions. The only thing this cover story and photo has done is to make the healing process more difficult for those who were impacted. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loves pterodactyl.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can't help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
On Wall Street, some modest gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 19 points, closing at 15,470. NASDAQ with a 12-point gain. S&P adding 5. Let's keep those cards and letters coming in. Put it in the slot. Make sure it goes down. The Postmaster General making another push for five-day mail delivery in the hope of pulling the struggling Postal Service out of its downward financial spiral. Earlier this year, the Postal Service announced its intention to end Saturday mail delivery, but they were forced to scrap those plans under pressure from Congress and industry groups. The Postal Service lost $16 billion last year. And finally, if you missed it last week, you have another chance. I was one of those who did not watch it the first time, so for me, it's a must-see encore showing tonight. It's on cable on the Sci-Fi Network.
Sharks. Tornado.
Put them together.
Sharknado.
This is going to be fun.
Nice.
Oh my God!
This far-fetched fantasy in which a freak weather system dumps hundreds of sharks into neighborhoods became a social media phenomenon last week, even though the ratings weren't exactly extraordinary. Sharknado's first showing clocked 5,000 tweets a minute at its peak. And yes, those of us who missed it have another shot at seeing this thing tonight.
Sharknado.
This is what it sounds like inside a Sharknado, by the way. Oh, and Sharknado fans are going to love this. Sci-Fi has already given the green light to Sharknado 2. The first one was set in L.A. The sequel will take place in New York City. I guess it'll be Sharknado Gridlock.
Sharknado.
Can't get enough of that title. How about this? According to Consumer Reports, the Insurance Information Institute says, in the event of a
Sharknado,
the damage to your house might just be covered by your policy because this would be considered a wind event, and sharks falling onto your house would be covered as a falling object. I guess it would be best to give your insurance agent a call today and ask whether your policy covers a
Sharknado.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new Exxon Mobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your Exxon Mobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.